Local elected officials are speaking out in support of two bills to usher in offshore wind in California. Assembly Bill 3 would require the state to complete Phase 2 of the Offshore Wind Strategic Plan and study the feasibility of manufacturing and building 70% to 85% of the projects in-state. Devin Murphy is mayor of the town of Pinole and an executive chair with MCE Community Choice Energy, a nonprofit that provides clean energy. He says that strategic plan is key to reaching the state's goal to deploy 25 gigawatts of offshore wind energy by 2045.
California still needs to move with speed and scale on steps to bring offshore wind. This includes the transmission and port upgrades. It's procuring at scale. It's the permitting roadmap, supply chain logistics, workforce training programs, and all of these have to have objectives and goals.
The bills aim to move California away from fossil fuels such as oil and gas while promoting clean energy jobs. Opponents cite concerns about potential disruptions to marine life and military exercises. AB 80 would require the state's Ocean Protection Council to establish a nonprofit West Coast offshore wind science entity to study the effect of wind farms on the marine ecosystem. Alex Walker Griffin is the mayor of the town of Hercules and California co-chair of the group Elected Officials to Protect America. He says we've got to make sure the floating wind turbines and the port infrastructure don't harm the environment.
What's it going to mean in terms of the migration patterns for the whales that go up and down the Central Coast? Are there chemicals that are going to be used in some of these offshore wind farms to potentially harm the environment?
Both bills have passed the state assembly unanimously and are now before the Senate Appropriations Committee. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.